On Tuesday, Tampa police cited City Code 22-8, an ordinance banning the obstruction of streets and sidewalks. However, the Occupy protesters made the case that, despite their sleeping bags, there was still plenty of room on the wide sidewalk outside downtown's Curtis Hickson Park for pedestrians to get by. After consulting city attorneys and a police official, the protesters prevailed. This is Rue Klein, a legal liaison between Occupy Tampa and the city.
They are being allowed to stay. There is no ordinance on the books that prevents people from congregating on the sidewalk. It's a rather large sidewalk. The ordinance 22-8 says, as long as they are not blocking the sidewalk, it's a rather wide sidewalk, so you know it's very easy for them to leave a very wide path on the sidewalk. So they have been set, the city is of the opinion, and they have said this, I've had numerous individuals say this to me, that we're allowed to stay on the sidewalk as long as we leave a wide enough path for people who are going from point A to point B to get where they're going.
In contrast to some cities, Occupy protests are taking place. Klein says Tampa police have been largely pleasant and respectful, despite misunderstanding the law.
It seemed like the officers, to a large degree, did not know the law that they were trying to enforce, whereas myself, as a citizen, as an attorney as well, I knew the law, and when I contacted the powers that be in the city, they took my position. I think that they had a personal grievance with the protesters, and maybe it was just a slow night. It was a Tuesday night, you know, and he just didn't like our message, and they kind of just wanted us out of here, you know.
Now that the threat of arrest is out of the way, Occupy Tampa protesters say they intend to stay indefinitely. Samantha Bowden is a USF student and organizer with Occupy Tampa.
Maintain our bounds within the public space that we've been allotted graciously by the city, and grow and stretch as far within those bounds as possible. I am going to say it's going to last as long as people are dissatisfied, so into infinity at this point.
Bowden says despite some apparent confusion about what the protest is all about, the grievances of the movement are clear.
This is really just an outcry of political and social unrest that stems from the socioeconomic system and the fruits that we've seen, the unemployment, the foreclosures, the cuts of public budget. It was a specific sector of the economy that ruined it for the rest of us. And it's the rest of us, the 99%, if you will, that are paying for it. So if we can kind of create an engaged community of citizens that remind people that you have a civic duty to get out, be aware, be politically involved, and hold your legislative representatives accountable, then that's the goal, really. And then whatever comes out of that distaste and out of that civic duty, that'll be, you know, the fruits of the movement.
Occupy Tampa plans to join other cities across the country this weekend by holding a large General Assembly meeting Saturday morning in downtown's Gaslight Park. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin in Tampa.